Just on my own personal survey walking through here, I think I've talked to 5 customers and asked them how long they had to wait. They said no time at all. Are you treated great? Smile on their face. That's the real story of what's happening here at Driver Services. And that's not why we're here today, but I'm still not sure y'all have gotten a joke about that. This is different, and people are being served well. We got happy customers walking out the door. People from California saying we got a great reception for Georgia. Didn't take any time. But we're here this morning to announce a new tool for Georgia's law enforcement in our battle for illegal immigration. You know, I think that people who don't address the concerns that are important to people really don't deserve to govern. And that's why we're here. I didn't need a poll to tell me that people of Georgia are anxious and are concerned about illegal immigration. And the bottom line is this, I want to tell them and all of you, is that we will not welcome those who come to break our laws. If your first step on American soil is an illegal act, you will not be treated as a law-abiding citizen. No one can cross international borders without the right documents. We know that goes for everyone, no exceptions. I made it clear that Georgia is a welcoming state, famous for our hospitality. We will always receive our guests with that famous Southern hospitality, but let me be clear, we will not tolerate activity that distracts us from our ability to embrace those who come here legally. Last December, we changed the way services were made available in Georgia, starting to require proof of citizenship to receive public assistance. This spring, I gave that policy the force of law by signing Senate Bill 529. That legislation requires our agencies to verify citizenship of anyone using Georgia's public services. It gives our law enforcement officers the tools and training they need to more effectively combat illegal immigration. It requires us to check the legal status of anyone entering our jails with a felony or a DUI. We're not only working on the home front in Georgia, we've also sent 150 volunteer National Guard members to assist at the U.S.-Mexico border in New Mexico. I visited them last week, and I can tell you that by all reports from the Border Patrol, by the Adjutant General of the New Mexico National Guard, they're making a real difference in reducing the drug and human trafficking in the United States. The Border Patrol, as we visited them, showed us the documents that people are using, and the cost is greater. If you want to come with documents that are provided, that's additional cost, but they are being provided. From my untrained eye, they look fine to me. I couldn't tell what was real and what was not. But folks, until Congress steps up from the cry of the American people, it looks like we're going to be left to fight this battle on a state front with limited resources and limited jurisdiction. So our next step is today's announcement to the Georgia Secure ID program. Some individuals in our state have been using valid state IDs that they have obtained illegally. Checking one's documentation is no good if the originating document is received fraudulently. They use these fraudulent IDs to get a job, to take advantage of state services and benefits, and to drive on Georgia's roads. Fraudulent IDs are a serious threat to Homeland Security. At least 7 of the 911 hijackers obtained genuine Virginia identity documents through fraud. 88% of the ID fraud cases investigated last year involved either a non-U.S. citizen or false foreign documentation. Well, folks, we can't wait any longer to address this issue, and we're going to address it thoroughly. So we're placing Department of Driver Services investigators. These are post-certified law enforcement investigators in the 10 highest need facilities throughout the state to crack down on fraud. These investigators will be highly trained to review suspicious documents, question those who produce fraudulent documents, issue warrants, provide court testimony, arrest criminals trying to commit fraud. We're also hiring new GBI agents to conduct follow-up and in-depth fraud investigations to see if this is part of a fraudulent ring issuing those documents. And we're partnering with our U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE Task Force, on document and benefit fraud. It is simply unacceptable for people to sneak into this country illegally on Thursday, attain a government-issued ID on Friday, head for the welfare office on Monday, and go to vote on Tuesday. We owe this to the people of Georgia who foot the bill for public services, and today we're taking the next step. We've already passed some of the strongest anti-illegal immigration laws in the country, and we're following up with the Georgia Secure ID program. I want to call to the podium now the person who will be responsible for these investigators, a young leader who has stepped up to the plate in revolutionizing the service at the Department of Driver Services, a young man in which I have immense confidence, Greg Dozier.
Good morning. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is like the governor said, is we're very proud here at this agency about the customer service initiatives that we've had, but today we want to focus on a part of our mission statement that includes the following phrase, ensuring public trust and safeguarding the integrity of our services. We take this statement very seriously in this agency. As an agency, we've enacted stringent requirements related to proving identity, residency, and citizenship or lawful presence in the United States. Our examiners are trained on fraudulent document recognition, and thus are our frontline enforcers. Any suspicious issues that are referred to our investigation division, and then they take a thorough investigation of the case. In 2005 alone, DDS initiated 876 investigative cases related to fraudulent activity tied to identification theft. As a result, we are prepared to strengthen our investigative arm and join the collaborative efforts with the multi-agencies that are here today. Our first step in this process is the Governor's Initiative, Georgia Secure ID Task Force. The Georgia Secure ID Initiative reflects Georgia's dedication to protecting our citizens by ensuring the integrity of our license. I'm thankful to our Governor and for his insight in this area for assembling this multi-agency team. This issue is one that we must combat quickly. As you're all aware, the driver's license has become much more than just a legal document to drive a vehicle. It has become our passport to everyday life. Georgia Secure ID allows us the capability to be proactive in detecting ID fraud. Not only will DDS have our current investigators, but we'll have our new local field officers. The field agents will provide immediate assistance to our customer service centers when licensing documents are in question. These agents will collaborate with our other agencies, such as the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, when action is needed. They'll also have an effort to provide immediate and swift attention to those cases that reach beyond our jurisdiction in DDS. We're eager to implement this initiative and to maintain the security of our license process and combat illegal activity, which will lead to a safer and more secure state for our citizens. As a final note, I would like to advertise that citizens can easily report fraud at our website, reportfraud@dds.ga.gov. Once again, that's reportfraud@dds.ga.gov. Thank you.
I'm Vernon Keenan, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. When a person walks into this facility or any other driver's license facility and presents fraudulent documents to obtain a driver's license or a state ID, they have committed a felony. It is a very serious crime to use fraudulent documents to obtain driver's license. The penalty for this is 1 to 5 years confinement. The reason why it's a serious crime is it has an impact upon the law enforcement operations. It has an impact upon government. It is essential that law enforcement officers working the street, as well as members of the business community, the private sector, and other government agencies, have confidence in a state-issued driver's license or ID. That when someone presents that ID or driver's license, there's confidence that it has been obtained legitimately, that fraudulent documents have not been used to secure a valuable item like this. It has been the experience of the GBI that organized criminals strive every day to obtain a valid issued driver's license or ID, because this is one of the primary ways that they use to conceal their identities. It is very important to the GBI that this program go forward. When I was first contacted by Ms. Hannah Heck, the governor's policy advisor, and asking what the GBI thought about the governor's plans to go forward with the Secure ID program, I told her that we wholeheartedly supported this. We believe that it will have a major impact upon law enforcement and our success in combating organized crimes. The GBI will work very, very closely with the Department of Driver Services, our partners in the ICE community, and other law enforcement to ensure that when the driver services investigators detect fraudulent documents, that there is appropriate follow-up by the GBI and local law enforcement to ensure that the connection to drug investigations, to human bondage, to the Homeland Security nexus, all of these are covered and there's a proper investigation done. The GBI welcomes the opportunity to participate in this, and thank you, Governor Perdue, for authorizing the GBI to be a partner in such an important initiative.
Good morning. My name is Ken Smith. I'm the Special Agent in Charge for Immigration and Customs Enforcement here in Atlanta. And I'd like to begin by thanking Governor Perdue for the invitation to be here today and be part of this important initiative, and thank him for pushing this important initiative forward. Document fraud has been a significant problem for my agency for some time, and that led to this past April our Assistant Secretary initiating a program to place immigration benefit fraud task forces in 10 cities across the United States, with Atlanta being one of those cities. The goal of the task force is to bring federal, state, and local law enforcement officers together to combat this problem and to work with prosecutors to attack the highest level of criminal organizations that we can who are producing and distributing these counterfeit documents. We've had a close working relationship for a long period of time here in Georgia with GBI and DDS, and we believe that this new relationship, the close relationship on our task force, will pay great dividends for not only the state of Georgia, but for my agency and our law enforcement effort. The task force will provide training to both GBI and to DDS employees on ways to combat fraud that's occurring here at this level, and also provide access to our databases, which will help ensure that those that are issued ID or are issued the ID legitimately and are deserving of that benefit. So thank you again, Governor, for the invitation to be here.
Thank you. Okay. Question.